This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Massachusetts gambling regulators have released a blistering, more than 200-page report on their investigation of the sexual misconduct allegations involving Las Vegas casino operator Wynn Resorts. Today's the first day of what's expected to be a three-day State Gaming Commission hearing on the investigation and on whether Wynn can still run a $2.6 billion Encore casino in Everett. WBUR's Callum Borchers is covering today's hearing, and he joins us with more. Hi there, Cal.
Hey there, Deb.
So this report culminates an almost year-long investigation by the State Gaming Commission. The report was publicly released this morning. What would you say are the most significant findings?
Well, investigators didn't say whether the sexual misconduct allegations against Steve Wynn are true or false, but they did say that Wynn Resorts mishandled those allegations and then on top of it hid those allegations from regulators when the Gaming Commission was awarding the coveted Greater Boston casino license back in 2014. Karen Wells directs the Commission's Investigations and Enforcement Bureau, and here's some of what she told the commissioners this morning.
This investigation also revealed the apparent existence of a culture at the company where employees hesitated to report allegations of sexual misconduct against Mr. Wynn to management, with employees fearful of employment-related consequences or believing that reporting to management would be futile.
So that bit about the company culture is really key, Deb, because to keep its casino license, Wynn Resorts now has to convince the Gaming Commission that its culture has changed.
And now I'm told that much of Wynn's senior management team is there at this hearing before the Massachusetts Gaming Commission. How are those executives, the Wynn executives, responding?
Well, that's right. They are all sort of lined up in the room together. And as the report came out this morning, the company did issue a written statement saying it doesn't contest any of the report's findings. But we haven't really heard from many of the managers at the hearings just yet. We did hear briefly from Chief Executive Matt Maddox, however. He gave a 5-minute opening statement, and he set up what looks like it's going to be a 3-pronged argument to keep the casino license, Deb. Number one, he said he was truly sorry for the way the company handled misconduct allegations. Second, he said that Wynn Resorts has cleaned house, including cutting ties with Steve Wynn himself. And number three, he talked about the toll on the company's workers.
And it wasn't just our 25,000 people that were worried, it was their families. We had 75,000 people worried about what this future is going to be. What are their future going to be? So I knew when I took over on February 7th that we had to be strong, be fast, and get to the truth.
So as he's talking about those employees, Deb, you know, Maddox didn't specifically mention the 5,800 planned jobs at Encore Boston Harbor, but I think talking about Wynn employees in general could be a way of reminding regulators that there are a lot of jobs riding on this decision.
And so, as we said, today was the first day of a 3-day hearing. What do you think we'll be hearing the next 2 days? Will we hear more from Wynn, do you think, or what, Cal?
I think we will hear more from the Wynn side than we have today. And I think a lot of the time is going to be devoted to determining whether the new leaders at Wynn Resorts are fit to hold this casino license. Remember, the Gaming Commission originally granted the license to a management team that is basically all gone now. So commissioners will want to question the newcomers. Wynn has added 3 women to its board just last August, one of whom is the former White House press secretary, Dee Dee Myers. And Deb, as I stepped out of the room to talk with you, Myers was actually beginning to field some questions from commissioners. And as you might expect, they were asking her about her time in the Clinton White House, which, you know, also has a reputation for being a place where sexual misconduct could fester. And so these are the kinds of things they want to find out, whether someone who's been in that workplace is in the right position to clean up Wynn Resorts.
So I'm wondering, Cal, can you remind us for a second of how did we get here and why does an agency like the State Gaming Commission have this power to investigate this company and potentially pull its license?
Right. So the Gaming Commission has emphasized over and over again, this is not a criminal proceeding, so there are going to be no charges that result from this. But the Gaming Commission is the state agency that is charged with, first of all, awarding the license, which it did in 2014. But also, it has also repeatedly said that it is in a constant state of evaluating the fitness of the license holder. That is something they can check over and over again. So one possible scenario here is that they just let Wynn Resorts keep the license that it got. Another is that it revokes the license. license. And then the third option is perhaps somewhere in between, where it says, hey, you can keep the license, but we're going to impose some kind of conditions. That's sort of what we saw in Nevada recently, Deb, when the Gaming Commission there let Wynn Resorts keep its license, but hit it with a $20 million fine.
And again, because of the same accusations that first surfaced in the Wall Street Journal accusing Wynn founder Steve Wynn of sexual misconduct.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. So all of this was a result of that January 2018 article in the Wall Street Journal, which detailed a pattern over decades. The most serious accusation was a manicurist who alleged that Steve Wynn had raped her in his office in Las Vegas in 2005. Wynn paid a $7.5 million settlement in that case, but the company, according to the report we saw today, did not even launch an internal investigation.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the possible outcomes here then, Cale, would you say?
Well, I think the most likely scenario is that you see some type of disciplinary action or conditions or follow-on where you say the commission is going to continue to review the status. You know, an all-out revocation of the license would really throw a lot of planning off. You know, the Encore Boston Harbor is supposed to open in June. As I mentioned, there's 5,800 jobs planned there. So, you know, that is a possibility. You know, and then the other possibility is that they just say, hey, you can keep the license and move on as planned. But again, that middle ground may be the most likely scenario where there's a fine coming or there are some strict conditions placed on Wynn Resorts and its operations going forward.
And I know, you know, no one can really read the tea leaves here, but I'm just wondering, because you've been there all day, Cale, any signs from the commissioners about how they might be considering this and considering this, you know, the testimony and the report?
Yeah, they've tried to keep it close to the vest, as you can imagine, Deb. You know, they've said little besides asking some questions of the various witnesses who have been testifying. What they have emphasized, though, is that they are not trying to determine Steve Wynn's guilt or innocence. So they're sort of following the language of the report from their investigators. They're saying that's not really what the issue is. The issue is much more forward-looking. In their eyes, they want to see what is the business fitness of this company going into the future. And that has included a financial evaluation, Deb, and they hired an outside consulting firm to look into that. And on that grounds, they have determined that this bad press around Wynn Resorts has not hurt the company financially, that at least from that fiscal standpoint, it is still suitable to hold a license.
All right. WBUR's Callum Borchers is reporting on today's State Gaming Commission hearing on the investigation into sexual misconduct allegations against the founder of Wynn Resorts and whether those allegations will cost the company its license to operate a casino in Everett. Cale, thanks for being with us.
Glad to be with you.